Okay. So the question was asked about understanding who Keturah was. So Chazal tell us that Keturah Mlashon Ketores, that her actions were beautiful like Ketores. Chazal tells Keturah Mlashon Keshura, that she tied herself. She didn't allow herself to marry anyone else, although she had many suitors because she was the daughter of the king of Egypt. So many people wanted to marry her. Special king, royalty wanted to marry her, and she said, "I want Avram." And she was allowed to go back, and Avram did remarry her the second Sarah passed away. Not the second Sarah passed away, after he had taken care to marry off Yitzhak, he did remarry her. Who she was? So she was the daughter of the king of Egypt, who told Sarah, "Ha agreich, this is your payment for what you had to undergo, that I took you not knowing that you're Avram's wife." And the king of Egypt told his daughter, "You're better off being in Avram's house than being better be a maid in his house than be a princess in my house. You'll get more out of it." And she adopted that approach. We see she valued Avram. Nonetheless, she was not the wife; she was the maid. She obviously is going to marry a portion of the world to come. If Chazal, she's called Keturah because her actions are not nice like Torah's, but. Beautiful like Taurus, like incense. But bottom line, she was not fit to be the mother of this great nation. As for her children, the offspring she had after that, we don't know much about them. There are those that want to say these are the whole southeastern area in Southeast Asia. People want to say that. I don't know. There's a medrash that says that the gifts that he gave them was the Shema Tuma, and the impure name with which one can affect the world. There is such a medrash. They want to say that that's why they know all kinds of things. The Chinese have all kinds of wisdoms, and the Japanese have all kinds of wisdoms, and they want to say all kinds of things. I don't know what foundation there is for that. I don't know. Pashup Shad is, he gave them gifts. He was a wealthy person, so he gave them gifts, but he wanted to make it abundantly clear that they were not to inherit him beyond this. And that's why he sent them away so long as he was still alive, so that when he passes away, there would be no conflict. It would be very clear that Yitzchak is the one who's continuing his path. We see that God also told Abraham that Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikach el chazar, Yitzchak is your continuum, not Ishmael nor anyone else. Nonetheless, Abraham didn't see any reason not to continue having children, and he did, and those children had their children, and they went on. What happened beyond that, I don't know. The Kuzari and others discuss, it seems like the Torah doesn't treat that hemisphere, so it's non-existent as far as the Torah is concerned,
because their focus is
the Torah is focused on the Jewish people,
on the continuation
on Yitzhak and Yaakov, and the continuation of the Jewish people, but we don't see much, if any, reference to those nations in Tanakh in general. More than that, I don't know.
Is this the first time we see somebody now? There's a clear demarcation of Hagar and Keturah, because pre-Keturah, she's an okay person, but she's not a great person.
You said that, I didn't say that.
You're right, I did say that. But, she says, the Torah says that she did Shula.
Where does the Torah say she did Shula?
The Torah didn't say that, but Chazal says, or some source says that she does Shula. Midrash, or some source that she says she does Shula, yeah?
You could say she did tshuva. I purposely didn't address that because I'm not sure that one has to use that approach, because even at the time that Sarah was so upset at her, angels appear and talk to her and they bless her and they give her a great blessing too. So she couldn't have been all that bad. And at the same time that Sarah is saying Ishmael is terrible, we have to kick him out of the house with Hagar, and God backs her for the godly plan of the Jewish people.
Didn't she mistreat her employer, or didn't she mistreat Sarah?
The Torah says beineha, her master became light in her eyes. we have all kinds of midrashim as to what happened, that she thought to herself, well, maybe now I'm the mistress, maybe now I'm a better person than she. She must not be so pious if she couldn't have kids and I got pregnant the first night. Well, honestly, those are pretty legitimate thoughts. They're illegitimate because you have Sarah. Sarah is such a tzaddikus. How could you think such a thing? But you know what? It doesn't say that she actually went and hit Sarah or did anything. Anything we're going to say is extrapolating. It says that she looked lightly at her. And Sarah felt that and she took her to the task. Va'ikal beinah. What does Sarah say? She doesn't say she did something wrong. She says, I became light in her eyes. Even when Sarah comes with a complaint to Avram, that's what she says.
Okay, but then later on she changes her name. So she's changed from one person to another, yeah?
Either that, or the Torah changes her name, that the Torah is coming to stress those qualities, why Avram's taking her back. My point is that throughout, we see positive in the Torah about Hagar. Even when she's being kicked out, and Yishmael's being kicked out, and we have all the midrashim, how terrible they were. But bottom line, an angel appears and gives them water. Didn't happen to me lately that an angel appeared and gave me water. So Yishmael, as bad as he was, it must be things that Sarah could see where he's headed. Sarah could see that this can't be. But Avram doesn't see it. And in heaven they say he still merits to have this miracle. Okay, now gentlemen...